8 p.m., BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time. WADC, New York. Cereals to bring you one delicious flavor in two delicious forms present the Kate Smith Hour.
Good evening. Ted Collins welcoming you to our radio playhouse here in New York's Gay White Way, where we're just starting our big year-end party. Tonight you'll hear the Kate Smith Singers with Ted Strater, Jack Miller's band, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, and the air premiere of the new 20th Century Fox Technicolor classic, Swanee River, with Don Ameche, Nancy Kelly, and Al Jolson. Music by David Brookman. Entire radio production under the direction of Ted Collins.
And now your host, radio's most beloved personality, Kate Smith.
Everybody, it's movie night again on our show. Swanee River night, to be exact. So let's start it off with a salute to Swanee.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in the IXR, even though my mammy's waiting for me. Down by the Swanee, the folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Of the new motion picture season, Swanee River, based on the life of Stephen Fox. Appearing in Swanee River are three of Hollywood's most popular stars who have come to New York to be with us. Don Ameche, Nancy Kelly, and Al Jolson.
That lovely music, folks? Well, this is Al Jolson telling you that it's some of the sweetest music in the world. Back in the old minstrel days, they had a word for that kind of music. They called it the real Oscar Mazula. And that's what made Stephen Foster so great, because he wrote the kind of songs everybody could sing. The kind of songs you find yourself whistling when you're walking down the street. The kind that people start singing whenever two or three of them gang around a piano. You know, something like, for the Campstown ladies sing this song. The camp track race that 5 miles long. I come down with my hat caved in. I go back with a pocket full of tin. Wind to run all night, wind to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Oh, the long tail filly and the big black horse. They fly the track and they both cut across. The blind horse sticking in a big butthole. Can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole. Wind to run all night, wind to run all day. I bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Wind to run all night.
Yes, sirree, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Foster had the real Oscar Mazzulla. He could hear music where other people just heard sound. And imagine him, a northerner, a Yankee, to take the music of the South and write it down so that the whole world learned to love it. I really think Stephen Foster was the greatest songwriter we ever had. And if we've got any real American folk music, well, he wrote it. Now, just let me tell you a little bit about Daryl Zanuck's famous production, Swanee River. About the color, the photography, the magnificent sets, the minstrel scenes with the Hall Johnson Choir. Well, they're completely out of this world.
Now, Don Amici was Stephen Foster. Andrea leads his sweetheart, Jane McDowell, the part played tonight by Nancy Kelly. And I play the part of Christy, the minstrel man. And some of the scenes between Andrea Leeds and Don Amici, folks, well, they're as beautiful as anything I've ever seen on the screen. Funny thing, though, all the time we were making that picture, I kept thinking about it. There was a man who loved one woman all his life. The only thing that ever came between them was his love for his music. And yet, it was that same music that brought them back again. It was like that from the very beginning. I remember once down in Louisville, a crowd of young folks were on the levee going off in a riverboat for a picnic. Jane McDowell was there, too, looking around for Stephen Foster. Kind of disappointed, like, because Stephen hadn't got there yet. And there was the boat, all ready to leave.
Hey, no! Come on, Jane!
Don't wait for Stephen Foster.
Come with us, Jane.
No, no, you go along. I'll be all right.
All right.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
The old ones, I should drive you home, Miss Jane.
No, thanks, Uncle Joe. I was just walking on the river away.
Because how y'all won't be needing that lunch basket now.
Well, I'll take it along. I might want to... Joe, what's that?
Oh, I dress. Trying to load some mules on that riverboat. Feels like that mule ain't want to be loaded, though.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean...
Y'all means that whistling, Miss Jeannie. Ain't nobody can out-whistle a mockingbird except one person. Mr. Stephen Foster.
Stephen.
I reckon you won't be needing old Uncle Joe now.
Oh, you told me you don't want to go.
You're going to believe in lies.
Oh, even lies will make him go.
You're going to believe in lies.
Oh, he done had his crooning on.
You're going to believe in lies.
Oh, he don't care nothing about them both.
You're going to believe in lies. Come on, you.
Oh, hello, Jane. Good morning. How are you?
Did you happen to remember that we were going to Strawberry Island this morning?
Strawberry Island? Oh, of course I do. That's why I'm here. Come on, we've got to get aboard the Crescent Queen.
Would you like to swim? There she goes.
Well, but that's ridiculous. I came here at 9:30. But I haven't been sitting here 5 minutes. It can't be more than... Well, here, look at my watch. It can't...
Uh-huh.
Well, that's ridiculous. It just doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, Jean.
Oh, it's all right, Stephen.
I've got it, Jean.
You got what?
Come on, Jean, quick. Oh, the river's beautiful along here.
Mm-hmm. It's my very favorite spot.
Jimmy, it doesn't matter, does it?
What?
About the picnic.
No, Stephen.
You know, nothing seems to matter when we're together. Have you noticed?
Yes, I've noticed.
Something should matter.
What, for instance?
Oh, that you're Jane McDowell of B. McDowell. And I'm just, what are the southern expressions? No count, good for nothing, low down.
Trifling.
Trifling, yeah, that's the one. Just trifling. No, that ending isn't right yet.
Stephen, wouldn't the Negro sing it like this? Ha 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 hum. Ha 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 hum.
Say, who's writing this? You. By jingo, you're right. How did you know?
Well, you forget I was brought up on Negro music.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I wish I'd been. They have something all their own. It's music from the heart. From the heart of a simple people. I wonder.
Wonder what, Stephen?
Well, I wonder why no one's taken the trouble to write it down. Develop the material and compose original music in the same mood.
Well, why don't you?
Why don't I? Well, why don't I?
Oh, I'm sure you can, Stephen. I know it. You have a real feeling for it.
If I do, it'll be your fault. Because you'll be the music. You'll be all the songs I'll ever write. Without you, I don't think I could ever write them. I think they just... Well, they just die.
Well, then we mustn't let them die.
Jeannie...
Oh, Stephen. Stephen, darling.
Jeannie.
Yes?
This is a terrible time to tell you, dear.
Well, what is it, Stephen?
Well, I'm leaving for my home in Pittsburgh tonight.
Pittsburgh? You're leaving? Oh, but Stephen, why? When are you coming back?
I don't know. Maybe not for a long time. But I'll come back.
Father spoke to me.
Yes, he did, and he's right, dear. I've nothing to offer you. Penny Whistler, he called me.
Oh, Stephen, do you think I care about that? Take me with you.
No, I can't, Jeannie. I gave him my word. Don't you see, darling? If I took you away now and failed, I'd hate myself for the rest of my life.
Oh, but you won't fail, Stephen.
No. Not if you're waiting. You will wait.
As long as I live. As long as I live.
Oh, don't, darling. Oh, don't. You mustn't. Don't cry, Jeannie.
I'm not crying, Stephen.
Don't cry, Jeannie. Don't weep, Jeannie. No, no. Not Jeannie. Susanna.
Oh, darling.
Don't cry, Susanna. Don't cry for me. I've got it. I've got it. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
There it was. A simple little song out of the heart of Stephen Foster. A simple little song. How could a man ever dream that in a few short years it would sweep the country? What does that song come to mean, ladies and gentlemen? Covered wagons making tracks from one end of the country to the other. Singing, singing. The opening of the Oklahoma Territory. 100,000 people in line waiting for the signal to go. An army bugle sounds the charge. They're off. 100,000 people rushing across the prairie. Before nightfall, a new town set up. Thousands of settlers shake out their claims. As soon as the ringing of the axes and the whining of the saws, what are they singing? What are they singing? Susanna, Susanna, not only out on the frontier, but on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, America's greatest minstrel, here. Joe on my knee. As I climbed to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Oh, it rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm a come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, I... Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm a come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna, dear, coming down the hill. Oh, the buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. As I was coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry. Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Susanna, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
That was the gift of Stephen Foster. Music that crept into people's hearts. Music that gave them beauty and happiness. Of course, it wasn't all easy. Many times he was discouraged, terribly depressed because the publishers wouldn't buy his songs. But then things began to change. People started buying his music. Money started rolling in. He was a success. So back to Louisville, he went straight back to his beloved Jeannie. And their wedding day finds them on a boat headed for Pittsburgh.
Begging your pardon, I didn't mean it, no offense. It's been 3 hours now, and you're walking up and down the deck.
What time is it, Tom?
Almost midnight, ma'am.
Are they still in the lounge?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Foster's entertaining the other passengers with a new song. Is there anything I can do for you, ma'am?
No, nothing.
Say, excuse me, ma'am.
Jamie. Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
No, please, please don't turn away. Yeah, I didn't realize it was getting so late.
Please go away.
Oh, I should be hit on the head and thrown overboard, leaving you up here all alone on our wedding night. But I didn't mean to, darling. I just wanted to hear the orchestra play my new song, and... Oh, one thing led to another, you know how it is. But the minute I realized, I rushed right back up here. Look, I even forgot to give the orchestra leader his fiddle. It's kind of funny, holding a fiddle in my arms when I want to be holding you. Jeannie, please.
I like that music. What is it?
I don't know. That is it. It just came to me, watching the moonlight in your hair.
Oh, Stephen.
Can you ever forgive me?
How can I help myself? Please play it again.
All right.
It's almost midnight, dear. Must you work so hard?
Important question, Mrs. Foster. Do you love your husband?
Oh. Well, now that you ask me, Yes, I think I do.
Well, get ready to admire him, my dear. When I finish this, he'll be a very celebrated man. World famous. Oh, think of it, darling. A suite for piano and string quartet by Stephen Foster.
Oh, Stephen, how wonderful. Darling, I have a surprise for you, too. Oh, it's not as wonderful as a suite, of course, but...
What is it?
Well, I don't really know. It might be a boy, but then on the other hand, it might be a girl.
You don't mean that. Why, I... Well, Jeannie, you... Ooh, what we use for a nursery? And we'll have to have a nurse. Jeannie, I better see about a doctor.
Here.
Jeannie, I don't know any doctors in New York. What do I do?
Stephen, calm down.
Well, look, we could make this the nursery, and then we could... Jeannie, you're not joking.
Well, of course I'm not.
Well, Jeannie, you shouldn't be on your feet like this. Here, now come on, sit down.
Stephen, stop.
Well, it came so suddenly. I just...
Poor Stephen. Fathers do have such a dreadful time, don't they?
Yeah. I suppose, after all, you were the one who should be upset.
Upset? Why? Don't you think it'll make me happy to have your son? And proud, too. Stephen Foster's son. I like the sound of that.
Oh, darling. I hope I'm worthy of it.
That's the way they wanted it to be. But somehow his music kept coming between them. There was a time when the little girl was born. He wasn't even there. His piano suite had been called a failure. And for 3 days he had disappeared. No one knew where. And there were so many other times that he failed that, well, finally she couldn't stand it any longer. And so those two who loved each other so much, came to a parting of the ways. Jane told him that she and the child were leaving him.
Our train leaves at 4, Stephen.
Yes, I know. Would you mind if I saw her for a few minutes?
Of course.
Thank you.
Oh, bravo, bravo, wonderful, magnificent.
Daddy!
We'll make a pianist out of you yet.
Daddy, what are little bugs on the paper for?
Well, they're supposed to be music, Dave.
Let's sing a song, Daddy.
All right. What'll it be?
Oh, Kentucky Home.
Fine.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the darkies are gay.
Delightful, Miss Foster.
Oh, the corn tops ripe and the meadows all in bloom. While the birds make music all the day. Birds, Daddy, birds.
All right. Oh, darling. Darling.
I'm sorry, Stephen. It's getting late. Marion, darling, run along and fetch your coat.
Yes, Mother.
I ordered a cab for you.
Thank you, Stephen.
I'm sorry, I made such a mess of things.
Oh, you know, Stephen, I'd be willing to try again, but we've got to think of Marion.
I don't blame you. I suppose there's nothing more to say.
No.
Except, I love you. I'm losing my whole world now.
Please, darling.
Here I am, Mother.
Already, darling?
With Daddy's hat and coat.
Well, Daddy can't go with you now, Rabbit. You've got to sit here and rattle out some more songs.
But we're going to Old Kentucky Home. I don't want to go if you're not going.
Oh, of course I'm going. But not right away. Later on.
And will you bring the songs with you so I can sing them?
Of course I will.
When will you bring them? Tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe sometime later.
Time to go now, Marion.
Yes. Time to go for a ride on the ferry boat and a ride on the steam car. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Daddy. You're hurry.
Yes, darling.
Goodbye, Stephen.
I dream of Jeannie with the light.
And those are only a few of the scenes in Darryl Zanuck's great picture, Swanee River. I wish we had time to give you more. I can only say that one of the greatest heartbreaks in Stephen Foster's life was the way the North turned against him during the war. They call him a traitor. Said his loyalties were with the South because his songs were of the South. Sure, his songs were of the South, but the whole country had been singing them. And then came a new kind of music, the music of war. Music that destroyed all that he had worked for. With each cannon shot, they wiped out a Stephen Foster song. And another song marched into his place until throughout the North, his music grew fainter and fainter. Then at last, it couldn't be heard at all. Yankee Doodle had taken command. But not for long, folks. They couldn't keep Stephen Foster's music down. Because when the smoke of battle cleared, and Jeannie had come back to him, came the greatest song of them all. The song that knew no boundaries, that neither North nor South could ever forget.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away. Is turning ever, there's what your hopes stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for the plantation and for your folks at home. All the while I'm sad and dreary, everywhere I
to you, and come back and be with us again soon. God bless you.